Hi, this is Beth Jones Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, just pass it along to them. Have you heard of the latest craze for trying to improve how you look? It's called looks maxing. Looks maxing. Yeah. It's become popular among younger men, actually, preteens, even younger teenage boys mainly, where the goal of looks maxing is to maximize your physical appearance. Now, look, there's nothing wrong with that on the surface. I mean, it doesn't sound like a bad thing. I mean, can I share that when I taught sixth grade years ago, usually around this time of year, when the weather would get a little warmer and the classroom would get a little stuffier, I would pull the boys in the class aside and introduce them to the benefits of using deodorant. You know what I mean? It's okay. We want to help teach our preteen and teenage boys how to take care of themselves, how to wash their face, shower, use deodorant, eat well. No one could argue that. But this looks-maxing trend, sadly, goes way beyond normal hygiene. It's gone to the extreme, to the point where young boys see their faces and their bodies as a problem. And so they are taking extreme measures to change the way they look, going as far as having facial bones surgically or otherwise broken, so they can have higher cheekbones or a square jawline. Or they use extreme diets and starvation, or there are or other extreme eating and exercise habits to change their body shape. Looks maxing is all over TikTok, apparently, and other social media outlets where kids hang out, so they are just being inundated with it. And it becomes extra damaging because these young boys are trying to really tie their personal self-worth and value to their appearance. And as serious and concerning as this is among young boys right now, and it is, we know as grown women, this focus on appearance being tied to personal value and self-worth has been an enemy that we women have battled since childhood. And, you know, it's one thing to put a little paint on the old barn, as my grandmother used to say when she put on her lipstick, but it's quite another thing to go to the extremes to change your appearance in order to prove that you're more valuable. Women and now young men have been doing this for a while, using extreme weight loss drugs or procedures and extreme surgeries of everything from lips to hips. All have been part of the norm for women, especially for generations, sadly. And now young men are getting caught up into it. Well, God never intended for us to alter our appearances through extreme measures. He created us uniquely and wonderfully, and He decided our value when He paid the highest price ever paid through the death of His Son to provide a way for us to live with Him in heaven forever. He determined our highest value, and God created the perfect place for us to live with Him in heaven, and God has planned perfect bodies for us in heaven. Bodies that will last forever, and no extreme measures or alterations will be needed. God gave us a picture of what our heavenly bodies will be like when He showed us the resurrected Jesus. In our current study of Dr. David Jeremiah's book, The Promise of Heaven, our author shares this on page 38 in his book. He writes, "The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead provides the proof and the pattern for what's ahead for all God's children." In Philippians 3:21, we're told that Christ will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to His glorious body, And John wrote in 1 John 3:2, it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, meaning Christ, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So with that promise, let's review a couple of other promises, characteristics of what we can expect our resurrected bodies to be like. You might say, well, they're going to be to die for. Okay, number one, our bodies will be incarnate, meaning like Jesus after his resurrection, which means we will have a physical body that people can see and touch, and we will take in nourishment. We will eat, we will drink, just like Jesus did with his resurrected body. Our author writes this on page 39. He writes, we're going to have our same literal physical bodies, but they will be risen, resurrected, glorified, equipped for eternity. He writes, during two of Jesus's post-resurrection appearances, he ate with his disciples, which shows us our glorified bodies will be capable of eating. I know that that's something that a number of us will rejoice in, but seriously, we will, just like Jesus's resurrected body. We'll have a physical body that is capable of nourishment, just like now. Secondly, we'll be recognizable, identifiable. Our loved ones, when we're in heaven and they're in heaven with us, they will recognize us and we will recognize them. As Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 13:12, now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am known. We read this on page 40 from our author. At the transfiguration of Christ in Matthew 17, Peter, James, and John recognized Elijah and Moses and the brilliantly illuminated Jesus. Here we have men whose earthly lives were separated by centuries, yet they all knew each other. They were standing there physically, fellowshipping and talking together. Moses and Elijah were known by their same names, but they were glorified, energized, and wrapped in light. So we will be known as we are known, and we will know our loved ones as well. Our new bodies, number three, will be indestructible. Indestructible. We're not going to wear out. We're not ever going to be sick again. Our aches and pains will be gone. No more hospitals, no more rehab, no more addictions or diseases or doctor's appointments or tests or surgeries. All will be gone. Our author writes this on page 41. He writes, from the instant of our resurrection, our new bodies will never wear out nor grow old. They will be totally resistant to deterioration or decay. Your new body will be designed for eternity. It will not be subject to accidents, diseases, aging, or death. It will be pain-free and disease-free. It will never wear out and never die. Oh, hallelujah. The fourth characteristic for our bodies in heaven, our new bodies will shine. Literally, we will be illuminated just like Jesus. We read this on page 42. Our author writes, our bodies will shine with light, just like Moses' face did after being with God, just like Jesus did on the mountain of transfiguration. When we are raised in glory, we'll shine like the sun. Psalm 34:5 says, they looked to him and were radiant. That'll be us one day. And our author includes this, by the way, shouldn't our faces exhibit a foretaste of that now? The scripture says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, and we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Oh, do our faces reflect our anticipation for heaven? Even now, our faces can reflect that. And number five characteristic, our new bodies, well, it's not an overstatement to say this, Because the Lord says that our new bodies will be incredible. We will have energy and power, just like Jesus. Paul wrote, when referring to our bodies in 1 Corinthians 15:43, he wrote, "It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power." And our author writes this on page 42 and 43, "Our resurrection bodies will be astonishing, full of energy, bursting with enthusiastic power, and maybe, perhaps capable of extraordinary functions." He writes, "If the glorified body of Christ could pass through walls and travel by impulses of thought, which it did, perhaps the same will be true for us." Without being dogmatic, he writes, on the specifics, "I'm convinced our glorified bodies will not have the same limitations we have today." All right. So I am looking forward to that. I imagine you are too. Incredible. Lastly, our bodies will never wear out. They will be infinite. They'll be fitted for eternity in heaven. Our author writes this on page 43. "Our resurrection bodies will be incarnate, identifiable, indestructible, illuminated, incredible, and also infinite." Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:44 and 45, "It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body." There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. "As so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit." He writes, "The basic difference between a natural body and a spiritual body is that the former is suited for life on earth, while the spiritual bodies will be suited for life in heaven with eternity, for eternity with God." Praise God. Praise God that He has the perfect plan for us to be able to live with Him for eternity. We read this in Romans 8:11. "And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, just pass it along to them. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.